بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد دیکھو بھائی شادی ہے اور شاید ابھی نکاح کے بعد کھانے کا پروگرام بھی ہوگا اس لیے کوئی لمبی تقریر کا ارادہ نہیں ہے مجھے بھی مغرب کی نماز کے بعد لندن میں ایک جگہ پر ختم قرآن کا پروگرام ہے وہاں پہنچنا ہے تو بس ایک ہی بات کہنا چاہتا ہوں اور یہ بات بھی ایسی ہے کہ بچہ بچہ جانتا ہے یہ کوئی نئی بات نہیں ہے What I desire to say today is known to every young and old. اور وہ یہ ہے کہ زندگی ایسی گزارو کہ اللہ تعالی ہم سے ناراض نہ ہو لیو یور لائف ان سچ اے وے دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نیور بیکمز انہیپی رات کو سوئے اب صبح اٹھنا ہے تو ویک اپ ایٹ اے ٹائم وین یو آر ایبل ٹو پرفارم یور فجر سلات بیکاز اف یو ڈونٹ وداؤٹ اینی ویلڈ شرعی ریزن دین اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ول بیکم انہیپی دیر آر سو مینی ینگ فرینڈز ان دس گیدرنگ ٹوڈے Think for a while. Just think for a moment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sole benefactor, this whole body, anything that we see in this body, has been granted to us only by Allah, nobody else. The body is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anything else besides the body, one may say, my parents gave it to me, my wife gave it to me, my husband, my friends. I toiled and worked for it. But all those things are indirectly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Directly or indirectly, whatever bounties we enjoy in this world are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our sole benefactor. If Allah is our sole benefactor, how can we displease Him? Forget the word disobey. Because when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result we displease Him. So the ultimate result is displeasing Allah. How can we displease our sole benefactor, our only creator? So please, my friends, please, make a firm resolution that inshallah, from today, we will live a life of righteousness. And it's not that we can't. Shaitan creates so many obstacles in our success, in our everlasting success. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His kindness, grants us pious company, grants us auspicious moments, grants us blessed gatherings, and many things open up before us. things become very clear that yes, it is true. Allah is my creator, He is my sole benefactor. He has created me and sent me into this world only to worship Him. And He has made more things lawful for me than unlawful. Even if I shun everything that is unlawful, I will still enjoy my life. There are so many people who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite that their life is more lively than ours, who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people do we see on a day-to-day basis who are very religious and have become the victims of anxiety and depression? If their life was not lively, if their life was without enjoyment, why would they not experience depression? Why would they not experience anxiety? Probably they enjoy more happiness than we do. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, and anything that we find in the glorious Quran has to be right, because it is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a book of fairy tales. It is the kalam of Allah, the word of Allah revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the medium of angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ala bidhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah, listen carefully. Whenever a sentence begins with Allah, it means it's a very, very important thing that the speaker is about to say. Allah, listen carefully. I want your full attention. Allah means I want your full attention. In grammar we say Allah is for tambih. Allah is from the letters of tambih. Tambih means to warn somebody, to alert somebody. So alert and warn people that listen very carefully, because what I am about to say is very, very important. I want your full attention. So it's possible that we as humans may feel that what I am about to say is very important. And we may say, I want your full attention. Listen to me very carefully. I'm about to say something very important. And when I do say, that thing which I thought was very important may not be important to everybody else. And they may feel that, oh, such insignificant words. And he was saying, listen to me very carefully. I want your full attention. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot make that mistake. If Allah says, I am going to say something very important, I want your full attention, it must be very important. And Quran consists of more than 6,000 verses. Ask the ulama, ask the huffaz. From the 6,000 verses, how many verses begin with this word Allah? Handful of words. Handful of sentences. So you can imagine the importance of these sentences where Allah begins by saying Allah. And this is one of the verses. Allah bidhikrillahi. He begins with Allah and then he says bidhikrillahi. Bidhikrillahi means only through the remembrance of Allah. Only through the remembrance of Allah. تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Do hearts find peace? Only through the remembrance of Allah do hearts find peace. Allah did not say, hearts find peace through the remembrance of Allah. No. Because if Allah said, hearts find peace through the remembrance of Allah, we could have said, yes, hearts find peace through the remembrance of Allah and also through something else. No, Allah said, bidhikrillah, Allah bidhikrillah, bidhikrillah, only through the remembrance of Allah do hearts find peace. That means if anybody is searching for peace, then he will not be able to find that peace through a packet of cigarette. No. You cannot find peace by smoking. You cannot find peace through consuming drugs or consuming alcohol. Alcohol, drugs take away your sanity for a while, and when you become insane, you forget your problem. So you are hiding the problem under the carpet for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And once you regain your consciousness, that problem is still there. So the problem did not leave you for 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours. The problem was still there, but you became unaware of that problem. And through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we remove the problem forever. The problem leaves our life. Na duniya se, na daulat se, na ghar abad karne se. One cannot find the contentment of heart, peace of mind, through anything besides the remembrance of Allah. Na duniya se, duniya, na daulat se, wealth, na ghar abad karne se. Through mansions, or by getting married and settling down with a nice family. Na duniya se, na daulat se, na ghar abad karne se, tasalli dil ko milti hai khuda ko yaad karne se. A person can acquire the contentment of heart only by remembering Allah. And what is the meaning of remembering Allah? On every step, a person remembers Allah. That Allah is my creator, He is my sole benefactor. And I need to take this step in such a way that I make Him happy. And I need to abstain from taking this step in a way which will make Him unhappy. Remembering Allah in this manner, and then doing that which pleases Allah and abstaining from that which displeases Allah. This is the true remembrance of Allah. If I remember any of you and I backbite, I say bad things about you. I'm remembering you, I'm talking about you in a gathering, but bad things. Will I be able to say to you, I was remembering you a lot yesterday? Will I be able to say that? So that is also remembrance. But it is not a remembrance which will bring your pleasure. It will bring your displeasure. So just remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our thoughts and minds, Allah is there and we are still watching something filthy. We are still uttering something which is filthy. The thought of Allah is in our minds. And Allah, through His infinite mercy, is bringing His thought in our minds, and at that very moment when we are doing something filthy, Allah fills our heart and mind with this thought that what if you die in this condition? Allah is watching you, despite that we continue with that filth. This is not the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is required. It is this remembrance that as soon as the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, Allah, we immediately stop. Fear Allah. Allah is watching you. Allah has forbidden this. Allah has ordered you to do this. If you do this, Allah will become unhappy. As soon as somebody says this, or as soon as this thought strikes our hearts and minds, we stop immediately. So my friends, when we sit in righteous gatherings, in blessed gatherings, in auspicious gatherings, and we listen to the words of the Quran and the words of the Ahadith, we are spiritually stimulated and we feel like doing something. But then Shaitan bombards all of us with various thoughts, and one thought is that I want to, but I can't. I want to, but I can't. I'm not so pious. I am an insignificant individual of the Ummah. I am a sinful person. I want to, but I can't. So the thought process needs to change. I can, and through the fadl of Allah I will. I can and through the fadl of Allah I will. Go with this himmat, go with this courage, go with this determination from here, that I can and through the fadl of Allah I will. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah from today I will strive towards making myself a person whose objective will be to make sure that he does not do anything that will displease Allah. There have been people who have never missed. There have been people who have never missed the first takbir of Jamaat continuously for 70 years. The first, it is not farz, it is not wajib. If you miss the first takbir of Jamaat with the Imam, you are not sinning. But it's meritorious, it's rewarding. Takbir-e-ula, the first takbir with the Imam. 70 years, imagine 70 years. So many things can happen in 70 years. And if this person who we are talking about started at the age of 15, prime youth, sickness, illness, adversities, so many things happen in life, travel, 70 years continuously. Did not miss Takbir-e-Ula. If they were able to accomplish such great things, can we not accomplish just this one thing, that I do not want to do anything that will displease my Creator? This is not our objective, my friends. That is the problem. We have never made this our objective. Let us make this our objective from today, that inshallah, I want to mold myself. Yes, true, I can't unless I mold myself. We have to do something. We need to mold our hearts, our minds, ourselves. And the first step towards this molding is, we need to believe that I can, and inshallah, through the will of Allah, I will. I know so many young people, not older generation, young people. Older generation make tawbah because they are worried about their graves. That is also a great ni'mat of Allah. There are so many people who reach the old age and even then they don't perform salat. Even then they don't change their lives. This is also a great ni'mat of Allah. But I have seen so many young people in their late teens, early 20s, mid 20s, late 20s. Who have changed overnight as a result of just one meeting, one lecture. Overnight. Why? Because they got up from that gathering, or they left from that meeting with this view that I can and with the fadl of Allah I will. Nothing is difficult. When a person resolves that I can and inshallah with the fadl of Allah I will, then the easiest thing is to become Allah's. Easiest thing is to follow the deen of Allah. Why? Because when a person makes this resolution, then Allah Himself supports this person. Let us make a firm resolution, inshallah. Majority of the nikahs take place at 11 o'clock, half past 11. Alhamdulillah, today two nikahs are taking place and both after Dhuhr Salat. What was the advantage? Majority of the people here have performed the Dhuhr Salat with Jamaat, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And if we arrange our nikah at 11 o'clock, half past 11, majority of the people either miss the Zohar Salat or do not perform the Salat with Jamaat. I am talking about the pious people also. Pious means the so-called religious people of the community. On the day of the wedding, if the nikah is at half past 11 and Zohar is at 1 o'clock, then they give priority and preference. Even the elders of the family who have a say, they will not say, beta, If we hold the nikah at 11:30, what about our Zohar Salah? No, it's not possible. 11:30 is not the right. No. They feel it's okay. It's okay. Participating in the meal is important and I will perform my Zohar on my own. People have no objection as far as the command of Allah is concerned. Those people who have come from outside Leicester, they are musafir. They will be able to perform their salat wherever they want, individually as well. But as far as the people of Leicester are concerned, according to one opinion, performing salat with jamaat is wajib for them because they are muqeem, they are not travelers. And according to another opinion, it is sunnati muakkada. In both situations, we are sinful if we do not perform salat with jamaat. It is for this reason I always encourage people to arrange nikah after a salat, any salat. The bridegroom has performed his salat. His extended family, friends, all have performed salat. Now we are sitting in this gathering after performing salat. The barakah of this salat will go a long way in bringing blessings in their marriage. Barakah of salat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. I urge all the four families. Two nikahs are taking place. I urge all the four families that if we have made any mistakes till now as far as the wedding is concerned, let us repent. And if we have any programs, even the ladies at home, I urge them, if we have any programs to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the nikah, today, tomorrow, then let us cancel those programs. Allah will become so happy and Allah will make the marriages so blessed. As a result of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person cannot acquire the contentment of heart. Maybe yes, temporary happiness, but not permanent happiness. A time will come in our lives when we will face the consequences of what we are doing today. So my friends, this is my only message. Let us go from here with this resolve that inshallah we will change our lives for the better. And from today, there will be only one thought process. I want to mold myself in such a way that I will only do that which will please Allah, and I will abstain from anything and everything that displeases Allah. And if I do slip, then the resolution that I am making now, I will immediately make, repent, and I will make that resolution immediately. And I can, and through the fadl of Allah, I will. I can and I will. If we go with this resolution, in this short talk, I am not going to mention the method of how a person can change. If we go with this resolution, I can. And inshallah, I will. And you start making dua to Allah, that, oh Allah, I know I can. Because you have given me all the ability. So I can. And inshallah, through your guidance, I will. Oh Allah, you guide me. You guide me. You guide me to the right scholars. You guide me to the right masjid. You guide me to the right place, which is compatible for me, from where I will benefit the most. And Allah Himself will guide you. When we embark on anything new, we don't know which lawyer to go to. We don't know which doctor to go to. But we make a firm resolution that this is my problem and I can resolve this problem and inshallah I will. I just have to go to the right people. And then we start inquiring, we make dua to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates all the means and ways. Similarly here also. If we go with this resolution that I can, and inshallah I will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us on the straight path. And Allah will grant us the peace of mind and the contentment of heart in this world. This world will become a bliss for us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us with the everlasting bliss of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the happiness of this world and the hereafter. Especially both the bridegrooms and both the brides and the four families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this day of happiness for them a means of continued happiness until they and we all breathe our last and continued happiness in the hereafter also. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن أعظم النكاح بركة أيسره مؤونة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما عتيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم بارك لنا فيما اعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، یسر و سہولت کا، عفو و عافیت کا، فضل و عنایت کا، حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین، ہم سب نے تیرے گھر میں بیٹھ کر یہ ارادہ کیا ہے کہ آئندہ تیری نافرمانی سے بچنے کی محنت کریں گے. الہ العالمین، تو ہماری مدد فرما، ہماری مدد فرما، ہماری رہنمائی فرما، ہمیں ہدایت عطا فرما، ہمارے لیے کام کو آسان فرما دے. الہ العالمین، تجھے ناراض کرنے والے ہر کام سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، تجھے راضی کرنے والے ہر کام کی ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین، ہمیں دنیا کی جائز خوشیاں بھی عطا فرما، آخرت کی ہمیشہ ہمیش کی خوشیاں بھی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین، شیطان اور نفس سے ہمیں بچا لے، بری صحبت سے بچا لے، بری جگہ سے بچا لے، بری عادتوں سے بچا لے، بری گھڑیوں سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر نصیب فرما، دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر شر سے بچا لے۔ الہ العالمین آج کے ان دونوں نکاحوں میں خوب خیر و برکت پیدا فرما۔ الہ العالمین دلہاؤں کو دلہنوں کو خوشیوں والی زندگی نصیب فرما۔ یا ارحم الراحمین ان میں آپس میں الفتیں پیدا فرما۔ الہ العالمین انہیں محبت عطا فرما، انہیں مودت عطا فرما۔ الہ العالمین انہیں انس نصیب فرما۔ الہ العالمین انہیں اتفاق اور اتحاد والی زندگی نصیب فرما، انہیں دین پر چلنے والی زندگی نصیب فرما، انہیں خدمت دین کی زندگی نصیب فرما۔ الہ العالمین غفلت سے ان کی حفاظت فرما، غفلت سے ان کی حفاظت فرما، غفلت سے ان کی حفاظت فرما۔ الہ العالمین ان سب بچوں کو اپنے اپنے ماں باپ کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا۔ الہ العالمین ان نکاحوں کو اولاد صالح کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا، ان نکاحوں کو گناہوں سے بچنے کا ذریعہ بنا، ان نکاحوں کو تیری معرفت تیری ولایت کے حصول کا ذریعہ بنا۔ الہ العالمین ان نکاحوں کو خاندانوں میں محبت کا ذریعہ بنا، ان نکاحوں کو زندگیوں میں تبدیلی آنے کا ذریعہ بنا۔ اے ارحم الراحمین، اے ارحم الراحمین، اے ارحم الراحمین ان چاروں کو اور ان کی ہونے والی اولاد کو، ان کے خاندانوں کے لیے، ہم سب کے لیے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک کا ذریعہ بنا۔ الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنی حیات طیبہ میں دلہاؤں کے لیے، دلہنوں کے لیے جو جو دعائیں فرمائی تھی ان کے حق میں قبول فرما۔ الہ العالمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دلہاؤں کی، دلہنوں کی جو جو اچھی اچھی صفات بیان فرمائی ہیں، اچھی اچھی خصلتیں بیان فرمائی ہیں، ان سے ان کو متصف فرما۔ اے ارحم الراحمین صبر والی شکر والی زندگی نصیب فرما۔ اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کو قبول فرما، ہم سب کو قبول فرما، ہم سب کو قبول فرما، ہم محتاج ہیں۔ اے ارحم الراحمین تیرے ضرورت مند ہیں، الہ العالمین تیرے در کے بھکاری ہیں۔ اے ارحم الراحمین ہماری آخرت بنا دے، ہمیں ہماری آخرت بنا دے، ہم میں سے ہر ایک کو متقی بنا دے، ولی بنا دے۔ الہ العالمین، الہ العالمین جب تک زندہ رکھے اسلام پر زندہ رکھ، جب موت نصیب کرے الہ العالمین ولایت والا حسن خاتمہ نصیب فرما۔ الہ العالمین ہم میں جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما، جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما، گمراہ ہے انہیں ہدایت عطا فرما۔ الہ العالمین جن گھروں میں خاندانوں میں ناچاکیاں ہیں محبت سے مبدل فرما۔ الہ العالمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جن بھلائیوں کی دعا مانگی ہے ان ساری، وہ ساری بھلائیاں عطا فرما، جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان ساری برائیوں سے پناہ عطا فرما۔ ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم، وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم۔ اللہم انا نسألک فی سفرنا ھذا البر والتقوی ومن العمل ما ترضى، رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین۔ سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون، وسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین، وآخر دعوانا الحمد للہ۔